Hello and welcome to the 6th episode of HP Detectives. I am Alex.
Hey, I'm Sam.
Whoa, this is our 6th. When did we ever get to 6? It used to be like a 3.
Yeah. That was a long time ago.
So, we're going to try and do a podcast every week.
Hopefully.
But we're also very busy. So,
Mark Madness and everything.
We were going through, just searched Harry Potter on Google, which we do usually before the show, just to see what's come up in the news about Harry Potter. And there were some interesting ones.
Yeah.
You want to read it, Sam?
No, you can't.
Okay.
I'm kind of tired.
Daniel Radcliffe is planning to mess up his first ever Harry Potter kissing scene so he can do it again and again.
What an idiot.
Yeah, this is interesting.
This is hilarious.
The cheeky star finally gets a girlfriend in the upcoming 5th installment of the massively popular Child Wizard film series in the form of Kaylee Loons. Cho Chang. Although Radcliffe admits it was strange filming romantic scenes in front of his parents, the 16-year-old plans to use this opportunity to get some kissing practice. He says it will be odd because one of his parents will be on set. It will be embarrassing, but hopefully it will work past and be utterly professional. I will probably keep screwing it up so that I can keep doing it. That's interesting. And people have added comments. There's, aww, how cute. And there's, Das has a
Dan.
It says Das.
Das.
Has a great sense of humor, and it's not the first kissing scene in the films.
That's from Audrey in France.
Uh-huh.
And the other one from somebody in...
Yeah.
It's somebody in Perth.
Yeah.
Perth.
Okay, so today we're going to be discussing Hermione James Granger.
Whoa, her middle name is Grange?
Jane.
What?
Jane Granger.
Heritage, bubble born. Hey, scroll down.
Her scroll age down. Is 17. She was born on September 19th, 1979.
Why do I, not get that? Why isn't it 89?
Why?
It should be 89.
Why are they even adding dates to this?
Yeah.
Who says that it happened at that time? Yeah, her house is Gryffindor. Distinguishing characters, bushy brown hair, which can only be controlled with vast amounts of
speakeasies.
Hair potion.
It sounds like speakeasies.
Yeah. Up until her 4th year, she had large front teeth, but these were reduced to normal size following an accident with a desaggio spell.
Where?
Her hair.
I don't know.
Her heritage is Muggle born. Okay. Family. Her daughter is Mr. and Mrs. Granger, both Muggle dentists. There is some debate as to whether she has a younger sister or not. J.K. has said she would have liked to have written one, but never got round to it. We take this to mean the sister does not exist, and Hermione is an only child. First mention, Chapter 6 of Sorcerer's Stone. Was it she? Yeah, she mentioned...
Well, I bet she was really bad at regular old school.
Hmm.
If she's so good at magic school.
Yeah. Hermione was born...
Really?
In 1979, the only child of a perfectly normal Muggle family. It is safe to assume that she attended an ordinary primary school with the rest of the Muggle population until she received a letter inviting her to attend Hogwarts. A number of things can be inferred by this.
Inferred. Firstly, it is clear that today's Muggles don't necessarily harbor anti-witchcraft feelings. At least not all of today's Muggles, anyways. Despite the fact that modern-day wizards still feel the need to distance themselves from the Muggle population and keep themselves secret, it seems that many Muggles are still open-minded enough to accept ideas of wizardry.
Second, it may appear at first glance that the Hogwarts authorities are none too careful about protecting the secrecy of their operation and of wizardry in general. After all, Hermione speaks or her great surprise and delight when the letter from Hogwarts arrived. So far, her, at least, it came totally out of the blue. Such a letter has only to fall into hands of someone less open-minded. For the whole wizarding world to be exposed in an instant. Bearing this in mind, it is likely that representatives from Hogwarts have made tentative contact with the Granger family when Hermione's potential magic ability first became apparent.
Potential? Gee whiz.
Even though this was kept from Hermione herself.
Oh, yeah. This is lent credence by the fact that Mr. and Mrs. Granger were quite happy to send their young daughter off to a boarding school in the wilds of Scotland without any concern, which they would have never done if the invitation to attend had not been as much of a surprise for them as it has been for Hermione. Presumably, then, they made preparations for our next school to be Hogwarts while still keeping it as a surprise for Hermione.
Yeah, we got all of this from MuggleNet's HP dictionary, which we use a lot.
I gotta hand it to them.
Even when
they're a great website.
Yeah, even when we're not on the podcast, when we have HP questions, we go there. And thank you to Andy for writing that long summary of Hermione.
Written by Andy. Hey, click on his name.
So.
Oh, maybe not. Andy@staff.muggle.net. Hey, can we email him?
Is there anything else, Sam, that you can think of that's happened recently in Harry Potter?
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of the side guy. I'll leave the topics to you.
But you haven't heard anything?
No. Not about Hermione, anyway.
No, just Harry Potter in general. All my friends, I've not got the newest Harry Potter movie, but all my friends say it's good.
It is. You haven't seen the fourth one?
No, I haven't got the DVD.
Oh, why not? I'm going to get Blood Red. Blood Red seems like a good movie.
Yeah, I don't know.
Once it comes out,
like, I think four people in my class have got...
And your class is pretty small, isn't it? What is it, like, 10 people, 12 people?
No, 25.
Oh, still, it's pretty small.
Mm-hmm.
It's small. Anyways, just, like, about the movie in general, it's good, like we said before. And I think it might be comparable to the best one yet. Or it's arguably the best one.
Yeah. But it did not get the best ticket sales.
Or reviews.
It
got a good review from us.
Yeah. It didn't get good ticket sales because of the PG-13 rating.
So what?
Why should we be just so people? Dumb.
People are idiots.
I know. Try. It's Harry Potter. Doesn't matter.
Kids love Harry Potter.
I know.
Harry Potter, what the heck is that?
It's Warner Brothers website.
What are you doing on it? You're getting on. Oh, yeah. Can we?
Warner Brothers has.
They had a sweepstakes before, but you didn't enter in it.
Yes, I did, Sam.
Oh,
okay. I entered Harry. I put myself in as Harry Potter.
I bet a bunch of people have done that.
Yeah.
You and three meet the members of the Harry Potter cast.
Have you heard anything about... In this
suite. Actually, no, don't, because that'll hurt our chances of winning.
Have you heard anything about Warner Brothers podcast? I know they have one.
They have one? Can we see it sometime?
I'm not sure. Yeah, we probably could sometime.
I'm tired. I want a nap.
So, I just...
What?
That might wrap up it for today.
Yeah, I need a nap anyway. Yeah,
we were up late at a party last night together.
Mm-hmm.
I'll talk to you later. See you guys later. Check for a podcast next time.